Welcome to the Treasure Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. Have you ever seen a city directory? Have you ever gone through 100 years worth of city directories? That's what I did this afternoon. I own a house in Champaign, Illinois, a mid-sized all-American city in the heartland of the USA. I decided to see what I could find out about my house using just the city directories. I spent about 2 hours in the library doing some fun and exciting detective work. The oldest city directory for my town was dated 1878. It was about the size of a small hardback book. As the years advanced, the city directories got bigger and bigger, until the current ones are the size of the Chicago phone directory. The 1878 edition listed the names of all the streets in town, there weren't that many, but no individual addresses. The citizens were listed in alphabetical order, just like in the phone book, but no phone numbers. Phone numbers first appeared in the 1910 edition. Addresses were given, but without street numbers, like the south side of Clark Street, 3 houses east of Grove Avenue. And the occupation of each citizen was listed. Some fun examples. In 1878, there were 12 blacksmiths, 12 carriage makers, a clothes wringer repairman, a horse collar maker, and a cooper. A cooper, that's a guy who makes barrels. By 1904, the city had begun issuing street numbers to houses. The highest number for my street, Park Avenue, was 1412. My number is 1707, so the city hadn't grown that far out yet. In the 1916 book, Park Avenue included some 1700s, but they were all even-numbered addresses, meaning they were all on the other side of the street. My side of the street was still empty land. By 1920, there were 6 blacksmiths, 2 carriage makers, no coopers or horse collar makers, but there were over 80 grocers. Now listen up, this is important. 100 years ago, towns and cities were growing and city folk didn't grow their own food like the farmers did. City people went to grocery stores. And since very few people had cars yet, most people had to walk to a grocery store. So there were small mom-and-pop groceries every few blocks all over town. Many of those groceries are now homes, and homes that once were grocery stores, or any other kind of stores, are much more likely to have a good supply of old coins in the yards. So check your city directories for old grocery store locations, and you will locate some very promising detecting areas. In 1923, my house is finally listed, but it's listed as vacant. That means it had been built but was not yet sold. Bingo! I now know my house is 87 years old. In 1924, the first owner moved in. He was a contractor named Wesley Caldwell, and his wife's name was Margaret. They lived here 2 years, then the house was again vacant in 1926, and in 1927, a meat cutter named St. Clair Abbott and his wife Anna bought the house. They lived here for 13 years. In 1940, a policeman bought it. In 1947, a candy maker bought it. And in 1958, a factory supervisor bought it. It stayed in the factory supervisor's family for 22 years, and my current next-door neighbors have told me a lot of stories about that family. There were a few more owners before I bought it, but I'll spare you the names and occupations. The point is, you can find all this stuff out about your house or your parents' house or any house you're interested in. What about rural homes and farmhouses? They're listed in the early city directories, but not the later ones. But now, plat maps of farmland, usually by county, with acreage marked off and owners listed, are available for most of the country. And the odds are that a lot of other reference books on your town are also available at your library. They may be put away in an archives section that you have to ask permission to enter. Just ask your librarian where to find this material. Going through the old city directories is a great way to spend a winter's afternoon. Just be sure you have a notebook. You're going to want to write down a lot of stuff. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to check out my website, treasuremanual.com. At the bottom of that page, you'll find several free articles about metal detecting. That's it for now, and in the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.